CD 2. Track 3.
1.
The government has announced a plan to give parents longer holidays when a child is born. At present, women can take 26 weeks paid maternity leave, while men only have 2 weeks. But in the new plan, parents will get a total of 32 weeks off work for the birth of each child. Each parent will take a minimum of 6 weeks and divide the other 20 weeks as they like. The Minister for Equality, Tessa Watt, said the idea behind the plan is to encourage men to feel more responsible for bringing up their children.
2.
A study has claimed that women are often attracted to men who look like their fathers. Dr. Linda Boothroyd from the University of Durham asked women to look at photos of men and to choose the ones they found more attractive. The psychologist then compared those photos to the women's fathers. The results showed that women who had a good relationship with their fathers while they were growing up prefer men who remind them of their dads.
3.
A man was almost killed by lightning seconds after asking his girlfriend to marry him. William Hill and Kimberly Little from Louisiana were at a famous beauty spot on the top of a mountain in Georgia. William had just asked Kimberly to be his wife and was offering her an engagement ring when lightning struck and knocked him unconscious. When he woke up in hospital, the first person he saw was Kimberly, and the first words he heard were, "Yes, I will."
4.
89-year-old actor Charlie Stetson has died in his sleep. His ex-wife Jane Munro was by his side at his death. A member of Hollywood's Golden Generation and a close friend of the US president, Stetson won an Oscar for his role in the film Guns and Love. He leaves behind 3 children and 7 grandchildren.
5.
And finally, police in Germany have stopped 2 children, 5-year-old Mika and 6-year-old Annalena, from running away to Africa to get married. After watching a TV documentary about African wildlife, the children packed their bags with sunglasses and swimsuits and took a tram to Hanover Central Station. Unfortunately for the youthful lovebirds, as they were waiting for a train to the airport, a guard called the police, who persuaded them it would be difficult to get to Africa without money or plane tickets.